This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, we are about a little over 10 hours away from kickoff. We're a little over 7 hours away from Texans countdown. It's Jets and the Texans right here on Sports Radio 610. Thursday Night Football, first of three straight primetime games. The schedule gets crazy, man, in the second half of the season. Three primetime games in a row. Bye week in week 14. I can't ever remember the Texans having a bye week that late in the season. It's the second weekend in December is the bye week. Now, this weekend is sort of a semi-bye week because you're playing on Thursday. But, man, and then they come out of that bye week, and it's three games in 11 days. And then they sit for another 11 days and play the Titans to close out the season. It's just a – it's a – I would imagine, Seth, just logistically and trying to get into a routine, like it's almost impossible with the schedule the way it's laid out here. You know, It's a whole lot of fun for people like us, but I'm anxious to see how the team adapts to it. Here's my question. No Stephon Diggs, no Nico Collins. Big adjustments for the Texans here. Who is the Texans' leading receiver tonight in this game?
Is
Tank Dell the obvious answer here?
The Jets have a couple of really good cornerbacks, and I know Sauce Gardner's not having the year that he's, you know, a quintessential Sauce Gardner year, but he and DJ Reed are both really good. I think there's a really good chance that Dalton Schultz ends up with the most receptions.
Most catches.
I think for, one, because the cornerbacks are really good, but two, also because the best way to protect CJ against the blitz, or even the simulated blitzes and some of that, is some of the quick passing game.
Yeah.
And I think that's where Dalton Schultz comes in, and some of the underneath stuff. So the last couple weeks, it's not like CJ's been good versus the blitz all year. It's the Packers game where the Packers didn't even blitz that much, but they did such a good job of showing blitz, but then dropping everybody out and then selectively blitzing, that it was an issue. And I thought the protection in some ways improved as the game went along last week, but CJ was still under pressure nearly 60% of the time. And I think getting the quick passing game going and getting the tight ends going is the best way to combat that. I wish they were better at setting up screens. I think they're too predictable, and they're too sloppy in setting it up. They're not good with the screen, so
dude,
I think it ends up being Dalton Schultz.
That sucks, because Joe Mixon on a well set up screen is that is tasty right there. You know?
And Joe Mixon, I think part of the problem with some of their predictability right now is I think they just trust Ogunbowale more in pass protection. So it's easier for him to seep out on things, whereas with Joe Mixon, I think they're more keyed in. They're more keyed into what Joe Mixon as a receiver. But he still did as an outlet, yeah, and as a checkdown, he's kind of a secret weapon now. So he did some really good things out in the flat in this last game.
Yeah, he's been nice as a pass receiver this year, man. You think Tank has a more Tank-like game tonight, or is this more of a game that's conducive to Tank kind of getting snuffed out just because he's the he's the only threat out there as a wide receiver. I mean, you know, like Xavier Hutchinson and Mechie have done some good things. Woods is a, you know, cagey vet.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, Tank Dell is the one guy that can hurt you in that
I think there is a chance that ever since Saleh left, this team has gotten, the Jets have started playing more man defense, and it hasn't worked out well. But I do think there's a chance for a deep strike by Tank Dell tonight if the protection holds up. So a lot of that goes back to, all right, what's Kenyon Green doing? I'm not optimistic that Kenyon Green's going to hold up versus Quinnen Williams. I think my prediction would be that by the end of the first quarter, Kendrick Green is playing left guard.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's scary.
I think that the team had a hard time making the decision, and because it's a short week, that probably factored into it. They probably figure, well, we can't get Kendrick Green a bunch of extra reps because we're not even really practicing. So we're going to roll with the upside of Kenyon Green and see if a kick in the rump kind of did it for him, and we'll see what he looks like. But it's got to be a very, very short leash.
What are the instructions for Kendrick Green? You know what I mean? Like, is it, hey, man, just go out there, like, focus, you know, because he hadn't gotten a ton of reps, obviously, right? If Jared Patterson was the first guy they put in the last game, then clearly Kendrick Green probably is not getting at least a ton of reps at left guard. We know he's the backup center also for this team, so maybe he's getting reps there. I mean, is it basically just like, dude, find your guy? Because Kenyon Green strayed off of his guy so much, it felt like.
And it's always, he's trying to do the right thing. Like, the hard thing about this, with Kenyon Green especially, but early in the season, it was all the offensive linemen, more no, so now it's been more Kendrick Green and the interior line at times, where they're just blind to any. They're blind to the possibility of there being movement by the defensive lineman.
Yeah,
and everybody else has improved at it, but Kenyon Green now, he's like totally aware that he's got to be scanning, but now he goes looking for work and vacates his area and allows really big human beings right up into C.J. Stroud's lap. It really is. It's not rocket science. It's play your techniques, play your rules. Let things sort themselves out. And it's been frustrating for me to watch because in college, I actually thought he was advanced in that regard.
Yeah.
I thought he did a good job of just keeping his shoulders parallel to the line of scrimmage and just being in the right position. I think he was probably way more confident in his ability to physically win in college. So maybe that was part of it. But he's seemingly lost that ability.
Yeah, I feel like when it's giving instructions to whoever's playing left guard, I feel like it's like when in Rocky IV, where Rocky says, I'm seeing three of them out there. You know, talking about going to Von Drago, and the instructions were hit the one in the middle.
Yeah,
I feel like that should be the instructions. Like, hit the one in the middle.
With playing offensive line, there it takes a lot of confidence to just trust that your feet and your technique are going to take you there and get the job done. And he just doesn't look like he has that confidence.
Yeah.
So you end up taking three steps when you should have taken none.
Mm-hmm.
You take two steps to the left and then realize, oh crap, I got to get back to the right, where you just should have stayed in your spot the whole time. There's a little bit of that there. And that springs generally from a lack of confidence in your technique.
Hindsight's 20/20, but do you think, like, in retrospect, I mean, obviously in retrospect, the Texans maybe, in addition to shopping for all these things they shopped for in the offseason,
uh-huh,
might have been well served to go find another veteran interior offensive lineman? Like, is this something, I'm trying to remember, like, were we cool with the Kenyon Green reclamation project?
No, I'll tell you, I remember really well that there were a lot of people that were irate that the Texans didn't address the interior offensive line.
Yeah.
And I was, I think, too casual in it, in my skepticism over it, because I felt like, well, you know, I think they like the upside of Patterson, and I think they really feel and believe that Kenyon Green has the ability to be a good. So I was way too casual about it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, anybody that wants to say "told you so" to me, 100% you can, unless Kendrick Green comes in and balls out for the rest of the season.
There you go.
Well, and then I'll say, well, they were just too slow to make the decision in season. But
Patterson. Yeah.
Yeah. If Jared Patterson comes back, and then it'll be like, okay, well, why didn't they do it earlier?
Yes.
But so there's still, you can say "told you so" for the moment, but I reserve the right to retract that "told you so."
Yeah, and the reason I asked that, like, it, and the Diggs injury kind of highlighted this for me yesterday, because Diggs was having a year where I felt like he was worth the trade. Like, I felt like Diggs, you know, it hadn't been big explosive stuff, but Diggs was having a good season, and I was like, this is a good trade. And the reason I bring up the interior of the offensive line is that's what's killing this team right now, is their inability to protect C.J. Stroud. You know, if we were talking about they should have done this or they should have done that in the offseason, then it kind of overshadows the fact that the offseason, just in terms of the guys they did go get, have largely worked out really, really, like way better than as a collective group you expect free agents. And I'll even call Mixon and Diggs free agents because they Mixon especially, he was about to be a free agent and they traded a seventh round pick and they gave him a contract. But like Mixon has worked out better than I think when he's been on the field. I know the injuries.
Yeah, the only thing I would say about... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say Mixon, Hunter has been really good. Aziz, again, when he's been on the field, I think has been good. Now, DeNico Autry getting suspended, that's a negative right now. I think the D-line, what they did with that group, that was under a big microscope by a lot of people, like that trade with Malik Collins.
Line,
the interior, and I think that group's been pretty good so far.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
DeNico Autry and how he ends up, you know, faring by the end of the year, that'll be the interesting one.
Yes.
He hasn't made a huge impact immediately, but I thought he did more things in the second game than the first. So... I think that the whole thing about the offseason strategy where they were super aggressive, the only thing I wonder about in hindsight is, look, they said all the right things in terms of like, yeah, hey, it's fun, it's exciting, but we haven't won anything yet. We haven't proven anything yet. Yeah. I think that there was maybe too much of a focus and concentration on, wow, how do we unleash this embarrassment of riches that we have at wide receiver?
Yep.
And I think they got a little ahead of themselves that because they, when they were surprised by how much cover two they were seeing, they couldn't take advantage of it. They just, they had not developed the rest of the offense well enough to take advantage of that. They couldn't run the football when teams were all but inviting them to run the football. So that part of it, I think in terms of the overall strategy was all right. Yeah. There's a reason you don't get 3,000 yard receivers very often in NFL. It's not as simple as having a boatload of dudes out there and then you're off to the races.
Text message. It's a 5 hour energy fan line, 5 hour energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans. Sean and Seth, sorry if I missed it. Can Seth give his score projection for the game? He's been nails on the over-under lately. You're going to do that in the final segment, right?
Yeah, and I will be taking the under, but I haven't hammered down. There's a couple more things I want to look at before I give you my final prediction.
Final
for
score,
the game.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, yeah. So
I've been pretty good with the totals. I've been off a little bit on the, you know, the if the damn game would have ended, you know, when it should have. Right at the end of the third quarter last week, I think I would have nailed it almost precisely.
The part where you've been really good when in the last few weeks is nailing down the type of game it's going to be.
Yeah,
you know, which is that's where the total comes in. Like, okay, is this going to be a tight defensive struggle? Are there going to be a lot of turnovers? That sets up short fields, things like that. You've been nails on that part.
You know, the last time I really put a lot of energy into kind of just figure out the both fantasy and the gambling side of things, my whole method then was I would listen to podcasts all week long. Mm-hmm. I would look at all the advanced stats and everything. But then I would trust my brain to take all of that information and then just use my intuition.
Yeah.
It was like an informed intuition.
Yes.
About what I was feeling from listening to really, and I would listen to really smart people like Greg Cassell and what have you. But it was too labor intensive, damn it. It wasn't enough for me to erase my gambling.
Yeah.
I wasn't even gambling. I was just kind of dabbling in some stuff.
We'll get to J.J. Watt on the McAfee Show in the next segment. Speaking of podcasts, there's a lot of really good podcasts here locally that cover the Texans. We're real fortunate in this town. Like you've got the radio stations and the mainstream news outlets that cover the team all do a really good job. We've got that layer of folks that cover the team that are enthusiastic about the team, that generate content about the team that are really good. Texan Fan Battle Podcast. I know you and I have both been on there, Seth. They do a really, really good job. Kenneth the Messenger and Fifth Ward Crenshaw, who I saw these guys, they were out at the Buffalo game. They came by our pregame show, and they just dropped a YouTube of the official Swarm music video. So we're going to play some of this here for the audience here, and then we will do our American Idol on this thing. So here you go. Here is the Swarm official anthem for the Texans, Kenneth the Messenger and Fifth Ward Crenshaw.
Got the Texas Fan by the podcast. Young Brand, Fort Crenshaw, you know the best out there. Kendo, Bo Diggity 713. To all my Texans, Texas Nation. If you feeling good, I want you to throw them H's up high. Yeah, like that. I see you. Let's warm. Yeah, Houston, Texas, born and raised. Yeah, that's where I'm from. The best city in the state. Yeah, we stay turned up. It's excitement in the air for the Houston Texans. Yes, this woman all year causing havoc, we wrecking. Coming off that edge, we got 5-5, time for our one. Thing on the outside, locking down your number one. All about the Swarm mentality and the H. Standing on business is the way we operate. I rep that 7 like CJ. That 1 like Diggs. That 3 like Dell. H-Town, we doing it big. You know that 12 out here. And don't you never forget. Better pick your poison, cause we got Joe in the midst. We rock that battle red, still blue. Liberty white, H-Town blue. Drip galore, man. We so fresh, fire like the field. Shout out to the whole squad chasing greatness. Eyes on the prize, one goal, it's time to take it.
Let's get it.
Throw the matrix up. Throw the matrix up. Now you throw the matrix up.
All right, there you go. Okay, so we'll down cue. So we got the first verse in there. I thought they did a nice job, man.
Yeah, I thought that was good. That was good. Fifth Ward Crenshaw's put out some good stuff
he
before.
He does, yeah.
And I'm going to say... Yes, I'm trying to, as a member of the all-time Meathead team that we're still
charter member
right now.
You're an original Meathead, yes.
A charter member of the all-time Meathead team. And, you know, it's kind of like the all-time Meathead team getting together with rappers. It's kind of like when, it's kind of like back in the day when Aerosmith did the video with...
Run DMC.
Yeah, Run DMC. That's when the two worlds collide and it's a better mix than you expect.
Right.
That's, I could totally see myself kicking a nerd or crushing a beer can against my head and then, or something like that while listening to that and then throwing up the H's.
Yes, yeah.
And dancing and jumping around arrhythmically.
And,
yes.
And swarming, yes. And swarming on that nerd, not letting him up.
Asking, you guys do mosh pits at this stuff? And they're like, well, no, that's not quite our thing. All right? Listen, Seth, there's no mosh pit here, okay? Don't go trying to... Don't go slamming dude you don't know.
No. that was good, man. They got it all. 713, H is up, Swarm. They got CJ.
Joe's in the mix.
The only thing, like anything that mentions Diggs, man, it's still too soon for me. You know, like it makes, like they mentioned.
What was the Diggs line?
7 for CJ, 1 for Diggs, and 3 for Dell. They did the 713. Okay. Yeah, so they mentioned Diggs. So that made me sad, but that's not their fault. They wrote this and put together this video before Diggs tore his ACL. So I can't get angry at Kenneth the Messenger and Fifth Ward Crenshaw about that. It just made me sad for a moment. That was really good. I'm going to put the link. The whole video is about 3.5 minutes long, so there's more verses to it, obviously. I'm going to put it up on my on my social media. I'm going to put it up on my X feed and retweet it if you're up there. The video's fun. They shot a lot of this before the Buffalo game, it looks like, out by the stadium.
I wanted to listen to it raw, so I'll watch the video after this. Yeah, that was the first time I'd heard it. Yeah,
I'll CC you on the tweet.
No, I could 100% stuff a junior high science teacher in a garbage can.
To that.
Listening to that music, yes.
You meathead.
The all-time meathead. What am I called? Charter member. The all-time Meathead Club approves.
Indeed. Yeah. Good job, fellas. We give it a thumbs up. I love that I love that the Texans are generating the enthusiasm that leads to content like this. That's the big thing here. So good job, fellas. We appreciate you sharing that with us. I'll put it up on my Twitter feed momentarily. Up next, J.J. Watt. He was on the Pat McAfee show. The Texans are still underdogs to the Jets. JJ had not gotten that memo. He got the memo on the McAfee show, and this is some pretty incredible audio that you're about to hear from JJ Watt, and that's coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.